John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, American Family Association. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and I'm joined today by my good friend, Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I'm usually listening to you at this time, man. So it's good to be on with you, brother.
Okay, now for those that don't know, Bert and I warmed up this morning at 6 a.m., and so now we're all in... Everything's flowing.
I'm telling you, 6 o'clock Central Time is early when you're not used to it. Now, those that are used to it, but you know, talking that early in the morning, that's unusual.
Yes, and so I had told Bert that I had gotten up early. I was excited about it. And then we had some technical problems, so it took me a little while to get on. But now I'm ready for a nap, Bert.
Yeah, there's some guys here in Tupelo at our headquarters. They've already put in a half a day. They get started early, and they work in and listen. But it's a joy. It's active here at 8 o'clock. You was asking about it 6 o'clock, just getting warmed up. But at 8 o'clock, everybody's here ready to go. So we're excited about this spring Share-a-thon. We really are, Jeff.
Well, it's an opportunity for the listeners to give back and to support and join arms with the good folks at American Family Association and American Family Radio. And Bert, while we were talking at 6 o'clock, I went online at one of the breaks, and Debbie and I gave, and it was a joy to do that. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, and you can do that. The number to call is 877-616-2396, or you can go online, as I did, afr.net. And Bert, what happens when they give a gift of over $150?
Well, if the one-time gift of $150, they get a DVD. It's the newest one we have in what we call our Impact Series. People and how they've made an impact. And this one is about the battle in Loudoun County in Virginia concerning the public schools. So you can get that. But if you make a pledge of $30 or more a month, you'll get that same DVD, but you'll get a duffel bag along with that, with AFR on that duffel bag. You can carry your stuff with, whatever that stuff is. Jeff, people's got stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they have stuff. Because I'm looking forward to getting mine, and I thought, man, I can put in my workout stuff in there and other things. And so it's a good statement.
It really is. And so when you carry it, they'll see AFR, and they might ask you about that. And you can tell them that is where you can find good news and truthful news. I thought about that. That's a pretty good slogan. Here at AFR, you can find, you hear about the good news of Jesus Christ and the news that you can trust at the top of the hour. That 4.5 minutes is just jam-packed with news that you can trust. So, yes, when you give at 877-616-2396, it is helping to get the good news out, and it's helping others to stay informed.
Now, Bert, I tell our church often, as you know, we take up an offering and things like that, that we do have an opportunity in these days in which we live, and I believe that we're in not just the last days. The last days began with the ascension of Jesus and leads up to his coming, but I think we're in the last of the last days. I think the Lord is coming very, very soon. And we have an opportunity to make a difference with our resources and with our finances to get the word out, because more and more people need to hear the truth. They need to respond to the warning that Jesus is coming, and unless you're found in him, you're going to be found in trouble.
That is so true. And you said it, the last of the last days. And so listen, people, at the same time, when we know that, there's mixture of feelings. There's the difficulty, and you dislike that. It's not fair. You hate the shootings. All the lawlessness that's going on is horrible. Let me just say that. But it's also, you can hear the coming. What's that song, Midnight Cry? You can almost hear the shout. Yeah. And so we feel like the time is drawing near. And so, Jeff, I would say what an opportunity and what a time to make that pledge. And AFR, we will be faithful with it. I served on the board for nearly 20 years before I came in as an employee. And I can tell you, we take your money seriously and use it wisely. And so with that in mind, I think you can make that pledge and feel confident in it. And again, that number, 877-616-2396, or as you said, you and Deb did, give online at AFR.net.
Well, Bert, I think one of the things that is so exciting at Share-a-thon is to hear testimonies from the listeners. And I know we have a whole bank of testimonies that people have called in and told about the difference that the ministry has made in their lives. And so can you pull one up to share with the listeners today?
We sure can. Randy has it ready.
I found your station about 6 months ago. The changes this station has made in my life is amazing. I have never got involved in politics. As a matter of fact, I was totally against politics. But you have been so informative that I have written letters, called my congressman, talked to people about the evil doing in the world. My daughter said, "Why do you watch that or listen to that? It makes you so mad." I told her because I know it's my duty now to vote, to be informed, and to do something about it.
Amen. Bert, I love what Robert Jeffress said at the American Family Association retreat just a week ago or so. He said, you know, we do two things. We hold back the dam is cracking and we're trying to hold it back so all the water doesn't destroy the city. We know that's a losing proposition over time, but we hold it back as best we can to give people time to get out because the floodwaters are coming, so to speak, and those who don't get out are going to be swept away. And that's kind of our mission is we at American Family Association, American Family Radio, we're trying to hold up the dam of the culture and share the truth so people can escape. There is only one way of escape from judgment, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we do both. And when you partner with us, you're coming together with a team of people that are saying Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. And we want to lift up the name of Jesus. And Jesus has said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me."
Amen. And that's what we try to do on the program that Alex McFarland and I do in the afternoon, Exploring the Word. We do that. I know you do that this hour every morning. It is a blessing. And listen, yes, we can do both. We do both. Let me share this with you, Jeff. And I think I've shared that before one or two of the times I've been with you or whatever. A lot of the pastors these days, they know the priestly side of pastoring, caring for the people, praying for the people, ministering to those people. But the pastor has another side, and that's the prophetic side, to bring the word of God to the people. And you can do that in a spirit of love. You can speak the truth. And if you'll preach through books, and again, expositor, very few folks, I'll be just very frank with you, have the great ability to go verse by verse with every detail. You know, that's, you know, you repeat yourself. Some can do that, but you need to go through books. I heard this said, if you go through the book of 1 Corinthians right now and just preach through the book of 1 Corinthians honestly, thoroughly, you will hit on every issue that the world is going through right now.
Yep.
And that is so true. And I hear folks say, well, we want to be like the early church. And Jeff, I always ask them, which one? which one, Corinth or Antioch? Now, I want to be like Antioch. And that's what we're trying to do here at AFR. We want to be missional like the church at Antioch. We want to be confronting our culture like they did at Antioch. And it was diverse when it comes to all the groups that were there, ethnic groups. You could look at Gentile, Jew. And so, man, I love the church at Antioch. What a pattern that is. And AFR, I'll just say this, Jeff. I think our programming is you know, cross so many male, female, so many different pastors, and then those that are commentators. And so the programming that you find here on AFR, I believe it really does strengthen the church and helps the nation to know what where we should stand and what we should do. And when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, you are enabling us to continue to do that. What a mission we have, Jeff.
Amen. Now, Bert, you like to mention the different people that call in, the different people that pledge, where they're from.
I do. You know I do that. You found that out at 6 to 7. But listen to this. Janet, and she's from Texas, and Navasota, something similar to that anyway. Charlie from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. James from Nevada, Ohio. Vanessa from Collinsville, Mississippi. Jeff from Burbank, California. Renesha from Corpus Cove, Texas.
Tim. Copperas Cove.
Is that Copperas Cove? Okay. Uh-huh. Middleton, Virginia. Karen from West Monroe, Louisiana. Patrick from Waynesboro, Mississippi. And Joseph from Hickory, North Carolina. All across, as we would say, the fruited plain, we have people calling in. And so we praise the Lord for that. And so make that pledge as quick as you can. By the way, AFR.net, as you've done it this morning already. Jan and I mailed ours in earlier and our pledge and gave it. But let me say, is it easy to go online at AFR.net, Jeff?
Yes, extremely easy. That took me about, 60 seconds.
That's quicker than speed dial, you know?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. And man, I tell you, Bert, I just felt good when I put in the amount and gave. And so, as you know, no gift is too small, and no gift is too big. And so sometimes people are saying, well, if I can only give, you know, $15 or $20, they don't need that or they don't want that. But when you start having 10, 20, 30, 40, 100, 200, 500 people give that $20, $30 gift, it starts to add up.
It really does. We're going, Alex and I are going through the Gospel of Mark on exploring the Word, and we're going to get to the place where Jesus observed people giving their money in the temple. I found that amazing. Yeah, Jesus was interested in what people gave, but he noticed that this widow gave two mites, and his comment was she gave more than all. Now, Listen, when you say no gift is too small, God does good addition, but he's better at multiplying, isn't he?
He really is. And so, you know, here's the thing about giving. So giving, the wonderful thing about it, it breaks you free from the love of money. And that's something that all of us have to watch for. Money can easily become our God. It becomes the thing that we make all our decisions based off of. And so the more that you give, it just breaks that chain that so easily can get tied around us, so that you know, hey, all of it belongs to God. He is just so good to give me what I need. And so I give back to him out of the overflow of my heart, out of the love of my heart that says, Lord, you are good to me and everything I have belongs to you. And here's a token of the fact that it all belongs to you.
It is. It is the Lord's. And he's given us the power to get wealth. The Bible says that. I remember a story about a young girl her parents didn't go to church, and she went to Sunday school, and they was talking about being thankful, and they gave the example of being thankful for the food. And so she asked the blessing at home. Her daddy didn't want her to, and she thanked God for the peas, the potatoes, the milk and everything. And the dad said, it wasn't God that gave you this. It was me, and your mom cooked it. And the little girl bowed her head and says, God, thank you for mom and dad. Listen. It all goes back to God, doesn't it? It really does. He's the giver.
It really does. Well, it is Share-a-thon this week at American Family Radio, American Family Association. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. The number to call is 877-616-2396 to make your pledge. Or you can go online at afr.net. And make your pledge there. Hey, join with us as we strengthen the family and as we speak the truth in love to a lost and dying world.
live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
A couple of years ago, I was going through a doll in my work truck, and I came across the AFR, and I honestly, at first, I was kind of shocked by it all with Christianity-based politics. I've been wanting to get deeper into politics, and you guys have helped me see the truth. I've always been pretty much a conservative person. I have a battle plan now. Thank you, guys. God bless you all.
One life soon passed. Only what's done for you will last.
Thank you for partnering with AFR as we work to spread the love and truth of Jesus. Call 877-616-2396 to make your donation or pledge online at afr.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth. For today, it is Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, along with my good friend Bert Harper, exploring the word Bert Harper with Alex McFarlane. And that program is every afternoon on American Family Radio. Okay, so Bert, let me ask you this. What kind of questions do you get asked that you don't have an answer for?
Oh, man. When is Jesus coming back? Exactly. Year, you know, we just know. Here's what we emphasize. You just better be ready. Paul thought the possibility of him returning was real in his day even, and we have that. But the one that really, who was Melchizedek? was he pre-incarnate Jesus, or was he the real man? When you think of 66 books, and Alex and I are sitting here, and anybody anywhere could ask any question about any of those verses plus church history. I'll put it this way, Jeff, it keeps you up with your prayer life. Lord, help us. But guess what we have to say sometimes? We don't know. We sure admire your question, but we sure can't answer it. Right. And hey, I found out some of the questions that I've had. I've come to this conclusion, Jeff. When I get to heaven, I'm not sure those questions that I have will really matter. I think I'll read my title clear, and everything's going to be okay in heaven, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of the things that we, kind of a bee in our bonnet here, when we get to heaven, we're not even going to be thinking about that. And so we have something pretty great. Far greater than our minds can comprehend, awaiting us on the other side. As the scripture says, what eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
Hallelujah.
And so until that time when the Lord comes to get us at the rapture, or He takes us home through just the end of our life, we have an opportunity to make a difference with our time and talent and treasure. And so this is Share-a-thon Week at American Family Association, American Family Radio. The number to call in with your pledge is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go online, as Debbie and I did this morning, at afr.net. It is very quick and easy as you give your gift and join with the good folks at American Family Radio to make a difference in our country for Christ, in our country and beyond, because Bert, American Family Radio is heard outside of the U.S. Through the American Family Association app, isn't it?
It really is. Let me tell you a little bit of this story. It won't take me long. By that number, before I tell it, is 877-616-2396. We have people that will take your call, and they would love to talk with you. But I was on the board when we began the first radio program here in station here in Tupelo, and then we saw it grow and grow. And Don Wildman's ultimate goal was 500 stations around the United States. But then some things changed. I won't go into that, and it made it impossible to try to do all that. So he turned to the Internet. Now, listen, at that time and point in time, Internet had not expanded to the point where it is now. But he could look down the road and say, man, God's going to use this. And now in place of just hearing us on the radio stations, which we're thankful for, 179 stations across the United States, and we have some affiliates that take some of our program, especially the news and different things like that. But now, because of that app, because of the Internet, we're heard, we can be heard worldwide. Now, we've heard from people from Israel, we've heard from England, we've heard from South Korea, we have heard from people all around the world, and we praise God for that. What Satan, I think what Satan was trying to do was cut, you know, the radio ministry off, and what God did, he made it even greater. And sounds like God's done that before somewhere in the Bible there, Alex.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jeff? Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, Alex, I'll answer it.
I'm sorry. I get so used to Jim Stanley will be on, and we'll call him Alex, and he say, far from it. And,
yeah.
But yet, yeah. Hey, after you do this for 11 years with Alex, you get kind of in a role. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, the theme verse for this Spring Share-a-thon is John 7:38, where Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." And that is speaking of the Holy Spirit, as it goes on to say, but he spoke this about the Spirit, which they who believed on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. You remember, Bert, Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away," told his disciples that, "because if I don't go away, the Helper will not come." So when Jesus ascended to heaven 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and he is the one who brings us living water. Out of our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Well, I love to hear the testimonies that we have from listeners, because it is so exciting to see how God is using American Family Radio to change lives. So let's listen to another testimony.
Hey, this is Bob. Up here at my farm in Buffalo, Texas, we don't have a television, and we don't get a lot of radio, but I do like AFR. That's wonderful for us to hear something other than country western music. So I do appreciate it, and it does help the whole family.
Amen.
Don't you love that? Helps the whole family.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, now, Bert, you've been involved with American Family Radio for 20 years?
30 years altogether. I was on the board 20 years, and then I've been here a little over 10 years. And so I've been here a long time, connected with it, with the board, and now serving here. And listen, I love it. God, the people that are here, Tim Wildman, we talked about it at 6 o'clock, how just a great gentleman. I love it. I love his humor. It sets me free to, because he is funny, and I try to be funny. So it really helps those of us that have a little sense of humor, and we try to use it. You know, it makes us feel good that our president has that sense as well. So AFR is such a blessing. It has been, and I've seen now the third generation, first Don, Tim, now Walker, Wesley, and even his daughter Riley is involved in the foundation. And what a blessing it is to see what God is doing through through American Family Association. And I'll put it this way. What is emphasized as much as anything that I know is family. It really is. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for that.
Well, we've noticed in our affiliation with American Family Association, families work there. So your son, your son helps you, as you said, at 6 o'clock.
He does.
And I know many have family members that that work at the station and work at the association.
Yeah, so, Randy Lucius, your producer, board op, he enjoy work here, his mm-hmm. wife. And it is. Listen, if we started trying to go across, Tim says we do practice nepotism here. And there's that sense of humor. But, you know, it's just, it is a great place to be. It really is. And while you're doing that, you're getting to be a part of the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I share part of the vision and mission statement of AFR is to aid the church in carrying the gospel at here and around the world. And what a joy it is. What a lineup of preachers you have. I saw one of the listener testimonies, and it was about the preaching and teaching at AFR. And when you start naming all of these people that are sharing, besides the talk host that are here on a daily basis, Jeff, it's I'll put it this way. It's quite a lineup that you have. If you was on a baseball team, you'd say, there's no weak hitter in the bunch. They're all ready. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, well, it's Adrian Rogers and David Jeremiah and Dr. Ed Young and Alistair Begg. And
put Jeff Shreve in that lineup too,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, some guy named Shreve. And so it's a great opportunity to hear the truth being spoken boldly. And all those guys speak the truth in love, but they don't back down from the truth. And so there's no, you know, Bert, we hear this word nuance a lot in some circles. In the big evangelical world, they like to use the word nuance, and they're very careful. They kind of tiptoe through the tulips when they talk about certain things because they're very concerned about offending people. Truth offends. And you don't have to, you know, we don't go around trying to be offensive in our person, but just sharing the truth of the gospel is offensive because it tells people they're sinners in need of a Savior. And people don't like to be told they're sinners.
You've got to get lost before you can get saved. And I say that truthfully. I try to make the distinction between the agenda that's going on and some individuals that's involved in it through misleading, through deception. You know, there's a difference there. I've pastored, and you have as well, and I know people that have struggled with some of the issues that we see today, but yet that we tell them the truth. We speak the truth that God came to deliver us from our sin, not to stay in our sin, but to deliver us from that. And the agenda that is going on today, let me just tell you, the agenda of the left, the wokeness, it's debilitating, it's disastrous, it's death. And it's all of those things. And what Jesus offers and what we're trying to do is deliverance from that. And then on the political side, we are saying we want us to stay in that position to speak the truth because they would shut the message of Christ out on public domain if that were possible. And now, Jeff, I've been around long enough. After World War II, we had an America. Billy Graham comes on the scene. You had the church exploding in the late 40s and in the 50s. Our Southern Baptists that we're a part of, their theme in 1954 was a million more in 54, talking about the baptisms of those that would come to Christ. But mm-hmm. while we were growing in freedom, China was growing even under persecution and difficulty. But here's the secret. The gospel works under all conditions. The book of Acts shows us that. There's not any conditions that you can find that the gospel does not work. But missional work works better in freedom. And that's why America is so important and why. I mean, yes, I want my children and grandchildren to have that freedom. But the greatest thing, one of the greatest things in America is the mission work that's come out of America, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And during that period of time, China didn't send any missionaries, but America was sending them around the world, and we still are, and I praise God for that.
Amen. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and we have operators ready to take your call. You can go online, too, if you'd rather just go online to afr.net and give your gift that way. And so, Bert, do we have some more names to share?
We sure do. I was just looking at that. Reva from Summerall, Mississippi. Robin from Tifton, Georgia. Kevin from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Robin from Oakland, Maryland. James from Spotsylvania, Virginia, excuse me. Vicky from Tishomingo, Mississippi. John from West Virginia. William from High Point, North Carolina. So all of these people have called in and they say, we want to be a part of the family. We want to encourage you. Jeff, you and I have been around long enough. If you're speaking and you have out there someone they're giving you, they're with you all the way. You can tell it in their face. And sometimes they'll say even amen or glory aloud, or you can see and mouth them amen. And it's encouraging. Said, okay, they're hearing it. They're hearing it. When we see these people from all over the United States call in and say, we're praying for you, we're making our pledge to support you financially, it's encouraging to us, isn't it?
It really is. I was just thinking about 2 Corinthians chapter 9 about giving. It says, Paul says, now I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. We know that. That makes sense in farming. You know, if you plant 3 seeds versus 30 seeds, you're going to reap more with the 30. And then it says, let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. You know what I've noticed in my Christian life, Bert, is that when I give freely, cheerfully, and generously to the Lord, God always gives back, and you can't outgive God. As one man said, when I shovel it out, he shovels it back, and he's got a bigger shovel. And so God is he's looking for that person that'll be a conduit so he can entrust you with resources, because he knows that you're going to be giving those to help people and to further the gospel.
I'm old enough to have been in the time when the only, they want to talk about the kinds of music you had. I'm old enough to be growing up as a kid. You had two kinds. You had hymns, and then you had a few Southern gospel. That's all. You didn't have the contemporary. And I love it all. Don't hear me saying I prefer anything. But there are some old hymns that just hard to beat. One of them is Make Me a Blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Mercy drops are falling. They are, but for the blessings, the showers of blessing, we plead. Right. And so when you were talking about giving, that's what God does. And again, I said it earlier, he's a great at addition, but he's even better at multiplying. And you can look in the book of Acts and see, and the number of those that followed Christ was multiplied. And so we want to multiply. God can take whatever you give, and he can multiply it. And a lot of times we'll have challenges, whereas somebody has made a pledge, and they say, we want to use this to challenge others to give. And so right now you can make that pledge at 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net. And so, Jeff, let me give this real quick. I know we're coming on a break. If you make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you get a DVD from our newest episode in the Impact Series project called The Battle in Loudoun County. If you give a $30 or more gift for each month, you'll get that same DVD, but with a duffel bag that's blue and black with gray lettering, and it will just be a blessing to you. We want to say thank you for giving. We don't want to just be the recipient. We want to pass it on. That's the good news. Pass it on, don't we?
Amen. Amen. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. And so we encourage you to get involved. Join us as we speak the truth and preach the truth in love as an association and across the airwaves through American Family Radio. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
My name is Garrett. I'm from South Dakota. It was a year ago. I was sitting in my Suburban working security at night, and I love listening to sports, and our local college was on in the championship game. I couldn't pick them up because of weather. I couldn't get any channel to come in except AFR. That night on AFR, I listened to Adrian Rogers, David Jeremiah, and Dr. Tony Evans. All three of them said to come to faith in Jesus Christ. I thought I was with Jesus 20 years ago, but I've never obeyed or listened. I recommitted myself to Jesus Christ. I gave myself to Jesus a year ago, and I've been on fire for the Lord ever since. In fact, I don't even watch sports anymore. I'm too busy turning the pages of my Bible. And I owe all that thanks to AFR.
For your prayer and financial support, we thank you. We need both to continue this ministry in Jesus' name. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge. Or pledge online at afr.net. And thank you again for standing with AFR.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, along with Bert Harper, the host of Exploring the Word, along with Alex McFarlane. And we're here today for Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. The number to call to make your pledge, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. So, Bert, where do we stand today? As of, we started at 6 o'clock this morning. Do you have a figure for our listeners?
We're going way up. I don't have it right before me, but I do have the number of pledges has been 928. And honestly, I can say this truthfully, Jeff, when Thursday comes to an end, and we come in on Friday morning and we have our devotion here at AFR, what will be commented on first is the number of people who have given. That Tim Wildman makes a big deal out of that, and he'll always say, he says, now guys, many of these and most of these are families, and some of these families are two. Some of them have five, six, and seven. So you can multiply the total number of pledges to be at least twice to two or three times more than that. And so the pledges continue to grow right now, as information I have. People from Mississippi and Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, they've called from West Virginia, California. We're getting calls from all over the United States. And some of these are online at afr.net. We don't always get these. These are the ones that come over on the phones that we can see. And then the afr.net, they're in addition to this. So we're getting, it's multiplying as we speak.
Amen. Amen. Well, the mission statement of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country, to activate individuals, to activate families, to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. As we said earlier, Bert, the illustration for Dr. Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas, we do two things. We try and hold back the dam that's breaking on our culture as America has really, we're in the throes of Romans chapter 1. We're just seeing our society being given over to a reprobate mind. First, God gives a society over to sexual immorality, then to homosexual immorality, then to a reprobate mind, a mind that doesn't function anymore. And that's why we're having all these things in our culture where we're arguing about can men become women? Can women become men? I mean, it's such a no-brainer that the answer is no. You can't do that. Your chromosomal makeup is what God made it, and there's no way to change that. But we're having all these kind of debates and fights and violence and problems in our country. Well, we're trying to hold up the dam so it doesn't break, because on the other side of that dam it is a flood of judgment that's going to come to our land. And so we're trying to hold it back and give people an opportunity to respond to the gospel. As Noah was preaching, he knew the flood was coming, and he's called a preacher of righteousness, and so he's preaching to the people the destruction and judgment is coming from the Lord, and it's right and it's just, but there's a way of escape, and that is the ark of safety. Jesus is our ark of safety.
Jeff, when I hear you talking, I've put it in several sermons. It's an identity crisis. We're having an identity crisis with individual, male or female. We're having an identity crisis concerning our nation. What kind of nation? We were founded as a Christian nation with the principles. Let me say that. And so right now, the whole identity, even the church, wokeness coming in, we're looking at the identity. Our identity is in Christ Jesus. Our identity as a nation has been established by the Western civilization, which was changed. Matter of fact, we were talking about it earlier in a meeting that I was in this week about how Paul, when he heard the Macedonia call to come from Asia coming into Europe, that changed the world, because there was an explosion that would take place as it was coming into the European area. And then during the Reformation, so many things reclaimed. And so from that, people talk about Western civilization, about it being, and they want to put everything in race about white. No, it's simply the idea of Jesus Christ, the nation, being rooted under the foundation of the Ten Commandments. And listen, that has changed the world for good. And so, listen, I don't think we need to step back and apologize for this nation. Yes, the good thing about it, we had some things wrong with it because the humanity of us, even the founding fathers. But the great thing was the corrections of what was wrong was put into the Constitution so it could be corrected. And so, yes, we do stand for our Constitution. We really do. And we do that, and I say it, and I believe I'm right. As a Christian, we're to be stewards of everything God's given us. And one of the things God's given us is the privilege of being a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, you're responsible to use that citizenship wisely. And that means running for office. That means to be informed. And AFR has taken one of the responsibilities, and Jeff has just read it right straight out of our mission statement, that we are to inform, equip, and activate so that we can be better citizens. And I'm proud to be a part of that lineup that helps do that, Jeff.
I am too, and I'm proud to, in a good way, to partner with the great folks that make up the family of American Family Association, and partners all over the United States and beyond. And then we have some ministry partners too, Bert. Share with our listeners who our ministry partners are.
Well, one of them is Preborn, and Listen, they purposely put their crisis pregnancy centers close to as those that were a part of Planned Parenthood. They strategically placed them in cities where the most abortions take place, and preborn, they give free ultrasounds, and 80% of the women who are there, their first time pregnancy, seeking an abortion, 80% of the time, they change their mind. One of the clips that we had here on AFR, I don't know if I've heard it lately, was about a woman who came into one of their clinics going to seek an abortion, and she didn't hear one heartbeat. She didn't hear two heartbeats. She heard three heartbeats and saw their form, and she decided she'd keep those children. Can you imagine? And we partner with Preborn. We partner with Operation Christmas Child. That's the shoebox, taking those shoeboxes around the world. Last time I talked, I think it was 200 and something different islands and locations. They're even hitting the Pacific Islands that are kind of off the beaten course, and they go there. And then the greatest journey, not only are those children one to the Lord, but then they're discipled by local people there in their community that are connected with the church to tell them about their journey with Christ. And we also partner with Truth for Youth Week. That's Revival Fire Ministries, Tim Todd, to get the New Testament in the hands of students in our public schools. And so partnership, along with the preaching lineup, Jeff, they partner with us. I mean, when you start talking about, your ministry there, and then the ministry of David Jeremiah, Adrian Rogers, Love Worth Finding Ministries, all of those, Dr. Jeffries, they're partners with us as well. What a lineup, what an opportunity.
Well, it's a great organization of like-minded believers at American Family Association, and we stand up for the truth. We stand up for the truth of Scripture, and we want to speak the truth in love. And I love Tim Wildman's attitude. You know, he's one of those guys that's like, I'm going to stand up and be counted. And if they put me in jail, they put me in jail. If they cut off my head, they cut off my head, but I'm not backing down. Franklin Graham has that attitude. I love that. Bert, we just need more and more Christians, especially pastors, to say, God has called me to be a watchman on the wall. He's called me to sound the alarm. He's called me to make it very clear to people who hear me that judgment is coming. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. As Robert Jeffress says, we know that America is not going to be saved. We don't know when, God's going to allow America to fall and fold, but we hold up the dam as long as we can, because we know that America is used by God in great ways, as you said, to share the gospel around the world, and as we've been sending out missionaries for so many decades, and we want to continue to do that. We want to continue to have the freedom to speak the truth to people without being shut down on state-run media and that kind of thing.
You're exactly right. And again, we have that opportunity, and financially we're accountable. I try to make sure in every hour I'm on, we take that seriously, that accountability is important. So we're part of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. We're audited like we should be by an outside source every year to make sure that the money that is sent is spent where it was supposed to. And so God uses this in a ministry to say to you, you can have confidence in when you give and you call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. The finances will be used as they were sent. And we use them. We keep people, the radio on the air. We keep the internet going. All of this is possible because you give and make it possible. Let me give this again. I love these new names that's come up. Dorothy from Willis, Texas, Stephen from Oakland, Maryland, Mark from Kingsville, Texas, Richard from Rogers, Arkansas, Donna from Philadelphia, Mississippi, Alan from Dayton, Tennessee, New Bern, North Carolina is Dorothy, Edmund, Oklahoma, is Deb. And then Elizabeth from Herring, Illinois. People from all over the United States have called in. They're making their pledges. I hope that you will join them by calling 877-616-2396.
Amen. Let's listen to another testimony.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm calling from Virginia. I listen to and from work and occasionally during lunch breaks. And approximately 3 weeks ago, on my way home, I was having such a bad anxiety attack regarding some issues going on in my life with my son. And I called in, and I was blessed enough to speak with Alex and Bert. And not only did they answer questions that I didn't even ask out loud regarding prodigal son and some issues, but they prayed with me. It was just a calming peace that I needed just to make it home. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do.
Amen. What a good word and a good word of encouragement. So our listeners, hey, when you give, you're making a difference in lives all over the country and beyond as people listen from outside the country. And you can feel good about that hey, you know, not everybody is gifted to preach the Bible. We're all given the task of sharing the word, but God gives certain gifts, and he gives five talents, two talents. One talent. So the question is not, well, I don't have as much as someone else, so I guess I can't do anything. No, you use what God has given you to the full. And I love in the parable of the talents, the five talent guy made five more talents, and the two talent guy made two more talents. He doubled what the Lord had given him. Both guys, one had 10, one had 4. Both guys heard the same thing from the Lord. Well done, my good and faithful slave. You are faithful in a few things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And so it doesn't have to do with, well, this guy gave more and he had more to give or whatever. It's what are you doing with what the Lord gave you? And you want to use it for his glory, to invest in the things of heaven and the things that make a difference for all eternity.
The Bible verse this year that we try to have a Bible verse of our theme for each share-a-thon. This year it's from John 7:38. This is Jesus speaking. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I made this in Message Sunday, in the message that I preached, Jeff, and it was about, you know, it was awesome to know Jesus was here upon earth. Can you imagine those 12 especially that walked with Jesus those years side by side? They say it couldn't get any better than that. Well, Jesus said it would. He said, I'm going to go away. And when I go away, I'm going to send a paraclete, a comforter, and you'll do greater things. The whole idea is, would you rather have someone beside you or the possibility of that person being in you? Paul said, in me, and it dwells in us, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is allowed, when you ask him to, come into your life. It's called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. And he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. That's what you have when you come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, Jeff, I've heard people say, oh, if I could have just walked with Jesus. I understand that sentiment. It will be something to see him one day. But I want to just tell you, if there's any advantage, it's to us who have the Holy Spirit in us. You catch what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was told early in my Christian life, it's like, hey, if you had been walking with Jesus, well, if Jesus, you know, you go to the store and Jesus stays in the city, well, you're separated from him. But as a Christian, you go. The Lord goes with you everywhere you go, and every place you go is a holy place because the Lord is there. Well, thank you for listening to Real Truth for today, and thank you for participating in Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. We are excited to partner with like-minded folks to make a difference in our world for Christ until he comes again. And so, Bert, thanks for being on today, my friend.
Thank you for having me, brother. And we did go over 1,000 pledges has been given. So keep those phones ringing.
Amen. Amen. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless you.